Okay, temple. Are you excited about that? Yes. Maybe not quite yet. Father, we ask that a little bit of you is communicated through what I say, and that we have enough for our lives. Fill us up, we pray. Amen. Amen. Okay, we've been talking about the temple, and the reason we've been talking... I've noticed suddenly that the door's open, and it's cold, really cold this morning. Anyone want to go and close the door? Well done, thank you. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Everyone say?
We are the temple of the Holy
Spirit. Okay, everyone say it with like you're really pleased about it. Yeah, really good. See, it's not one of those holy things you have to put on. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. It's one of those fantastic, absolutely amazing, totally awesome thing that God would dwell in you, or that God would dwell in us. Never in the history of humanity has God done it until he created the church. He didn't dwell in people. He dwelt among them. He dwelt in temples. He dwelt in tabernacles. He never dwelt in people so that they could call themselves the temple of the Holy Spirit. So it's an amazing, incredible privilege and incredible joy to call yourself a temple of the Holy Spirit. So everyone say it in a really wonderful, joyful way. Together? Now, that is the amazing truth of this last few weeks. And it goes on to, it leads us on to the next point, which is that everything is spiritual. Everything we do is spiritual. Although not everything we currently do maybe is holy, because sometimes we're lagging behind our reality. But everything we do has a spiritual effect and implication. So we need to know that everything, there's nothing we can do and not be the Holy temple of the Holy Spirit. Everything is spiritual, whether we're pouring tea at the back, whether we're singing songs in church, whether we're building bikes at work, or whether we're, I was looking at Luke over there for that one, whether we're, whatever we're doing, just think of something you do. That is spiritual. And the idea is to make what is spiritual holy, and to know that it is different. So you do everything in a temple-like way. Okay. The story of Scripture is about the presence of God and his closeness to us. His desire from Genesis right the way through to Revelation is to be close. Everyone say close. See, that is the thing. God wants us to be really close to him. He wants to be really close to us. So you might have the picture at the right at the beginning in Genesis, God walking in the noon or the cool of the day. Isn't that a lovely image of God thinking it's too hot at noontime and him thinking, I'll just come out in the evening when it's cool. I love that. Whew, it's a bit hot. I don't know whether, is that why it's like that in the cool of the evening? I don't know. Anyway, makes me smile. But there's this image of God walking in the cool of the evening with humanity. And then you might have Jesus dwelling and tabernacling among us. Or you might have the Holy Spirit coming and filling and empowering his people. Amazing things. That's the story of Scripture all the way through. God coming close to us. His desire is that his glory would cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. Anyone know what the word glory means? The word glory means heaviness, presence, tangibility, the awesomeness of God, everything about him. Heaviness is great. I love that sense that it's the deep bass sound of God. It's that guttural heaviness of God. Yeah, do you know what I mean? In a place, and that might not be in just specific places, but it might be over the waters, just as much as the waters cover the face of the earth. But there's the problem, okay? And there's a distance that's brought up. We know about this, and we've talked about it loads and loads and loads in our lives. The problem of our rejection of God, the sin in our lives, all sorts of things that have separated us from God. So God designs a new way of getting himself close to us, okay? And that is the temple, which is to become a house of communication, a house of meeting, a place of prayer. Prayer happens between two people who are very, very close, not between two people who are very, very distant. So let's just go to the next picture, Ben. That was what it looked like. It was about the scale of it, not very big. Amazing thought that God, the creator of the universe, would dwell in.